Anything for Selena.
Irma's been really excited to say that since the beginning
Dude,
of the podcast.
I have been waiting for my moment to shine, and I'm sad it's over.
Well, I wanted her to sing, but she's not comfortable enough to do it. But
Oh,
she did
you.
it earlier. Remember that one time we went to karaoke like a while
Oh
ago?
my God,
Yes,
yeah.
we were singing like Selena's songs, and I'm telling you guys, we go way back. We go way back. And I went to go visit her one time at up north, and she used to live somewhere else, but now that she's completely different else. And I remember just chilling in her apartment with her, and we ordered like food from Buffalo Wild Wings. But you guys call it
My
something
favorite.
else up there. You guys call it like deep bebops,
Beat
debuffs, or
dubs.
B dubs. There you go.
It's so
And I
good.
remember she used to call it like that, and I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" She's like, "Buffalo Wild Wings." And I'm like, "Bro, it's just Buffalo Wild Wings over here. Stop acting like you're not from here." And we just literally just posted up in her crib watching documentaries on Selena. And I think we even watched her movie.
I think we did.
Because at the time, you were really obsessed. Well, you were still obsessed with her, but
Girl,
you were like
she's a
super obsessed
queen.
with her.
She's a
Bro.
fucking queen. But we're doing our episode
YouTube.
on YouTube and on Selena Quintanilla. But it will be on YouTube.
But yes, guys, we're doing our episode today on Selena Quintanilla. And we're gonna call her Selena because I know her family calls her Selena, but it's gonna be about her murder because this is a spooky podcast. So we're gonna stick with the
Is.
theme, even though we wanna talk about her life.
And how
You guys
amazing
can
she is.
currently find her documentaries. This came out with a series this year on Netflix, so you guys can check that out. Also, check out her movie, which I'm hearing from other people. It's on HBO Max, so if you guys have that, check it out. Original J-Lo movie is on Hulu.
Oh, maybe that's where I
So,
saw it, not HBO Max.
oh, okay. Well, I don't know, guys. Probably check it out, see where you can find it at.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of.
Another spooky podcast.
My
Yeah.
name is Irma Cornejo
And my
and
name's Karina.
Karina and Reyes.
To everyone who has been showing us love for the past couple of weeks, we are so thankful.
Oh my
We have been
God, I'm
receiving so many messages.
shy.
Honestly, we've been receiving so many like DMs, and
Girl.
I don't know, because this kind of started again like on a whim. It was something that it wasn't really planned out. We obviously did plan it out afterwards, obviously, but
Yeah.
it's been crazy seeing the progress and seeing how many, just even if it's like a couple of people, it's still something.
And we're
And we're
grateful.
so thankful. Yeah, we're so
Yeah.
thankful and excited. You guys have no idea how excited we get whenever we get a
I'm
DM or anything like
shy.
that. And recently we got a listener from Brazil.
Oh my
And we
God.
are so thankful for her. She reached out to us and let
Yes.
us know how she enjoying our podcast. So shout out to you, girl. And she gave us some really great tips. So
Yeah.
definitely something's up. Yeah.
And
Irma.
we're definitely going to look into the cases that she recommended from Brazil. So
Yeah.
if you guys are from any place, like, we'd love to hear it. And if you guys have a case that you guys, paranormal topic you guys want us to cover from your area, please let us know because we obviously love that kind of stuff and love learning new stuff. And
Yes.
when I saw Brazil, I was so excited. Y'all know how
I
much I want to go to
know.
Brazil. I just need to learn
I know.
Portuguese.
I know. I would love to go too. I would love to go. If you guys are new and you know, this is the first time you guys are listening to us, our previous episodes were based off on locations, and we did a variety of, whether it's serial killers, murders, famous cases, just, you know, just random stuff like parallel universes that we just happened to do last week.
And we enjoy it. And this is like fun for us. We honestly never thought that anyone would listen, but we're so grateful for you guys. And like, thank you guys for reaching out. Like, you guys literally make our day and our week and our whole lives. Like, Karina texts me sometimes and I'm just like, oh my God, someone listens? Like,
I was at Trader Joe's yesterday and we got a DM and I was like, oh,
I was out.
There's so
like,
many people. Yes. There's some people have been offering like their help.
Make sure to hit us up on our social medias. Hit us up on Instagram at
Another Spooky Podcast, on Twitter at A Spooky Podcast, and send us an email. I said send us a Gmail. I always get something wrong when I say this. Okay, send us an email at aspookypodcast@gmail.com. That's what I meant to say. So yeah, guys, send us an email, let us know what's up. We're always interested in knowing everything, pretty much. And I have a really funny story. Irma was giving me shit earlier because she was like, that shit better be funny.
Yeah, because
like, bro, it's gonna be funny
because this bitch has been hyping it up since we've been talking, and like we've been talking for a while on the camera or whatever, like we're just hanging out, updating each other on our lives, and Karina's like, oh, I have such a funny story, like you're gonna laugh. And I was like, bitch, if it's not funny, I'm leaving.
I think everything is funny.
I'm like, if I don't laugh, I swear to God, Karina.
I'd be going through like shit and I still be laughing. And I'm like, oh my God, why? Anyway, this is a wild conversation too. So I went to Five Below because I had never been to Five Below.
Oh,
and I needed to pick up some stuff. Yeah, dude. I don't have one where I live. So I have to go like a little bit out of town. But anyway, so I had to go and pick up some stuff because I got recommended some stuff from there. So anyways, I went to go pick it up. Things were like slipping out of my hand. Yeah. I could have just gotten in a cart, but I'm a dumbass and I always do everything card for myself. So this guy came up, the cashier, and then he came up and he was like, oh, here's like a basket or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. Meow. I came back around and I was paying my stuff and he was like, I feel like I've seen you before. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, Parallel Universe. You know? I was like, oh. My awkward conversations.
What did you say?
I freaking hate myself. I hate myself. And then in my head, I was like, Parallel Universe. And I was like, really? And I was like, I don't think I've seen you before. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't, you don't look familiar. And he was like, really? Like, I feel like I've seen you. Like, I've seen you somewhere. And I was like, no, I don't know. And he was like, did you go to blah, blah, blah high school? And I was like, oh, yeah, like I did. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he told me the year that he graduated, right? Which was way off than mine. So there was no way that we were in the same high school. Like we went through high school together. He was like, oh, dang. And he pretty much just called me old because he said, how was the dinosaurs? Oh.
Dang, what am I fucking
right?
I'm just bones or what? Fuck. You didn't have to come for me like that.
Yo, chill. I was like, yo, chill. But I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. I had a good laugh. And I was like, oh, like, you know, I kind of told him a little briefly thing. And I was like, yeah, I have a podcast.
Me at fucking TJ Maxx.
And he was like, oh, so I'm guessing it's like a spooky podcast. I was like, yeah.
You should have been like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's actually about lifestyle.
Yes, dude. Fitness. Oh my God, it was so funny. It was so funny. So the boy, oh my God, thank you for asking me what's my podcast. Because it was really funny. And I was like, I need to tell Irma how I literally go everywhere and I find a way to mention my podcast.
Dude, same.
So, I had know, he told me he was gonna follow, so I'm not sure if he did. All right, we're gonna get ready to start off the episode since we've been talking for a cool minute now. And we're gonna start off with Irma. So take it away, Irma.
So I'm going to start it off, and I just want to briefly talk about Selena Quintanilla and her life and how they came about to be Selena y Los Dinos. So Selena Quintanilla was born on April 27, 1971 in Lake Jackson, Texas. A true fucking Texas queen, like I said from the beginning.
Yes.
We love her. Anything for Selena's.
I know.
As a kid, her parents soon discovered that Selena had a natural talent for singing, and she was a natural star. So naturally, their family decided to create a band, and the family band was called Selena y Los Dinos because Selena was the main attraction. So they had Selena's sister Suzette on the drums and AB on the bass. And of course, the queen is the lead vocals because you can't just like look at the band and not look at her. So starting from humble beginnings, Selena y Los Dinos played Tejano music, and they slowly began changing the industry, the Tejano music industry, not only because they had a front woman, which at the time was really rare because usually Tejano was dominated by men, but also because Selena never really learned how to speak Spanish. Growing up in Texas, and at that time, it wasn't very embraced. So Selena spoke mostly English, and she was fluent in English, and she had to learn Spanish in order to really sing it and start her interviews. Eventually, Selena y Los Dinos became very popular in the Latino community, and towards the end of her life, Selena really started focusing on other things besides just the Tejano music. She began conquering fashion, and she was very passionate about that. She had boutiques. She started creating dresses and very passionate about it. But she also was in the process of creating an English album. Selena not only had the Spanish community supporting her, but soon she was going to gain the English community as well, which was very important to her because, again, she was born in Texas and she spoke mostly English. So unfortunately, Selena was brutally murdered during her peak. So to the murder, it started when Yolanda's bitch ass began working with Selena. This girl finessed her life into Selena's life, unfortunately, and she began to really befriend and get close to Selena and the Quintanilla family. She began to gain their trust, and eventually they put her in charge of the Selena fan club and Selena her shops. And she began handling the finances, and she started being a sketchy ass bitch and stealing money. And I think, Karina, you researched how much money she ended up embezzling.
Yes, so she ended up embezzling about $200,000 that she had to pay back to Selena's family, or because it's like a royalty thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had to pay back $200,000.
Wait, Karina, I didn't hear you. How much?
$200,000.
God damn, fucking sketchy as bitch.
We should be laughing. But dude, if that was my money,
ooh, girl. Ooh. But like how we would have been, the Quintanilla family began noticing some sketchy stuff. Friends of Selena began telling her like, hey, Yolanda's kind of sketchy. You know, I know there was a point where Yolanda had convinced the workers at Selena's shop that they were going to all pitch in to buy Selena a ring. And what ended up happening was she took the money, she bought Selena a ring with the money that she had embezzled previously, and gave it to Selena and said it was just from her, with her sketchy ass.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Okay, so as I was like researching and looking up all of these different conspiracy theories that we're gonna get to, and a lot of people, especially her team, like her costume designers and, you know, just makeup artists that surrounded Selena at the time, would say that Yolanda would come off as very nice and sincere and genuine and very polite in front of Selena, like a, you know, like a good friend, like a two-face. But
yeah,
when Selena would leave or when she wasn't around, Yolanda would talk mad shit, dude.
Fuck
Like,
that
she would talk
bitch.
smack about her. And she would openly say, like, oh yeah, like I told her this, but I was lying, like manipulating and being like super fucking dumb.
Sketchy.
So a lot of people, especially in Selena's team, remember Yolanda's being a fucking snake. And she is a fucking snake.
Yeah, fuck her. I can't trust her. But like Karina said, everyone began telling Selena this. And Selena was really close to Yolanda. So it was hard to believe. But once she saw in the books that stuff was off and her dad confronted her about it, that's when Selena said, like, that's it. Like, I have to cut her off. I don't trust her. She would make up stories to get Selena's attention. You know, Selena was done. And like, I think Karina mentioned this while we were talking. I know you had said that, like, Selena was so nice. It was
yes.
to take advantage of her. So Selena, like I said, decided to cut off Yolanda. And that's when Yolanda was heated. She was pissed because she began to lose everything. The power, the fame associated with being friends with Selena. She began losing the money because now she didn't have access to it. And Selena decided to cut her off. So she, like, her biggest thing, like, obviously she was obsessed in a weird fucking way with Selena. Right. So the fact that Selena didn't want to be her friend or be associated with her, she lost her biggest thing, Selena herself, Selena's friendship. So so yeah, that's when Yolanda took it into her own hands. And honestly, she said, if I can't have her, like, no one can, you know? Allegedly. Don't sue me, Yolanda. You're still a piece of shit, though.
Girl, this is fucking creepy, but Yolanda even had a shrine weirdo of Selena and basically would, like, worship her like that, too. Yeah. And was, like, super obsessive. The connection is there.
Yeah, she's weird. And, like, obviously everyone saw it. And finally, Selena had saw it, too. Unfortunately, that's when Yolanda, you know, lost it. She was losing everything. Selena, you know, Selena was her everything. And she lost her. So Yolanda, there was multiple times before the actual murder that Yolanda tried to lure in Selena. And Yolanda had actually bought a gun. So that's how they know that it wasn't accidental, because I know Karina is probably going to cover this. But, like, later on, Yolanda does say, like, oh, I accidentally shot Selena. But this just proves that there was premeditation. She ended up buying a gun and Selena was done. And she decided that she was going to meet up with Yolanda and to really just cut it all off, get the paperwork she needed and just be done with her completely. So on March 31st, 1995, she went to go see Yolanda at the Days Inn in Corpus Christi. I always want to say crispy. Like crispy fried chicken. So she went to the Days Inn in Corpus Christi to officially just end her relationship with Yolanda. While at the motel room, Yolanda and Selena began arguing, and people in the other rooms heard this. So this is accounted for. They began yelling at each other, and it is rumored that Selena took off the ring. Well, I don't know if it's rumored because I think they found the ring. She took off the ring that Yolanda had given her, and Selena had mentioned that she would never take off that ring. That's when Yolanda saw the symbol, like, it was done, and Selena basically confirmed to her, like, I'm done with you. I'm done with your sketchy ass. I don't want to have anything to do with your snake ass, bitch. No. Getting heated. Oh, don't even get me started. Like, for what? You already have your best friend as Selena. What more could you want?
Right? Whatever. I'm not even going to go. Maybe, should I go into it? I feel like Yolanda wanted more. She wanted more, and it wasn't even the friendship. I think she just painted it as a friendship, but it wasn't that. She wanted money. Like, she was jealous of Selena. let's be honest, she was jealous. Mm-hmm. She was beautiful. Selena was beautiful. Famous. She had her man. Yeah, she had her man Chris, who loved her. Ugh. By the way, if I don't, I'm never gonna settle until I find my Chris, because yes, I need me a Chris. That's all mm-hmm. I'm saying.
Yes.
And anyways, so she had everything. She had a family, and mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. I just feel like she was fucking hating. She was not a fan. She was fucking hating.
She wasn't. She was. She was jealous of everything that Selena had. She was jealous she couldn't be Selena, and like that's straight up. And then once Selena decided, like, I'm done, she lost everything. Yeah, she lost you know, that fame that was associated with being Selena's friend.
Yep.
And being involved in that life and being having that money, because she was embezzling that money. Anyways, at the motel room, they did start arguing, and that's when Selena decided to turn around and like walk out the door. And as she was walking out the door, that's when Yolanda took out a gun and shot her in the back. Selena, I don't know how the fuck she did it, right? She had the power and the motivation to run. And she booked it to the lobby. And while she was running, there's witnesses that said that Selena was yelling, I've been shot. I've been shot. And she was running towards the lobby. And Yolanda was behind her, still pointing the gun at her. And you're going to tell me that shit was accidental? Bitch got me fucked up. And that Yolanda, mm-hmm. yeah, Yolanda kept yelling towards Selena like, bitch. Like, she was trying to kill her. And I think she was upset that in that moment Selena didn't die. I think her motive was to lure her in and just kill her because she couldn't get what she wanted. So Selena ran to the lobby, and she ended up making it to the lobby, and one of the last words that Selena said to anybody was, I've been shot, Yolanda shot me, and she's in room 158. She obviously was able to say who killed her, and she had that energy to run over there. Unfortunately, Selena got a fatal shot, and she did not survive her wounds. And even with the best efforts put forth by the doctors, Selena Quintanilla Perez was pronounced dead at Corpus Christi Memorial Hospital at 1:05 p.m. at the age of 23, 16 days before her 24th birthday. Very sad day. I'm really sad that I never got to step foot on this earth at the same time that Selena did. Again, Yolanda had to ruin shit. I'm so pissed. Oh
my God, I know. I was actually recently, because my mom and I, something mm-hmm. that we love to do as a bonding mom and daughter thing is listen to Selena's music. Mm-hmm. And fun fact, my actual for my quinceañera, I had, you know, Selena songs in my quinceañera, and I danced to her songs. I'm such a big fan, especially my mom. She loves Selena. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. And she was telling me, she was like, you know, you're 23, and Selena was 23 when she got murdered. And I was like, I don't know why, my brain. I just mm-hmm. thought she was a little older. And she was like, no, she was 23, like your age. And I was like, oh my God, fucking young, dude.
She was so young. So young.
Stupid, Yolanda.
Yeah, and like Selena was at her peak. She was making moves. Mm-hmm. She was being a boss ass bitch, like fucking mm-hmm. hot girl shit moves, you know? So it was very upsetting, but like Selena did make a huge impact. And I know growing up, también being Mexican and like being born in America, like I could really relate to her. Obviously, I'm Mexican, but like I'm very Americanized, también, you know? And I think I love that about her, that she represents like a different aspect of Latina and being Latina. And growing up, I used to always dance to her songs. Like me and my sister, my aunt would be teaching us how to dance to Selena, and like we would have little choreography. But I fucking loved her. I still do. But
yes, dude.
Yeah, I just want to mention a little bit more about what happened to Selena. So after she had been pronounced dead, there was an autopsy performed, especially because people wanted to know why she didn't survive. I know,
right,
Karina, you had seen a rumor that they weren't able to really save her because of her religion. Yeah. So it was proven in the autopsy that there was just no way of surviving her injuries, because Selena was shot in the upper right back near her shoulder blade, and it passed through her chest cavity, and it ended up severing the right subclavian, I don't know how to pronounce that, subclavian artery, and it exited from the right upper chest. So it did damage a lot, and because it was through her artery, unfortunately, she did lose a lot of blood. The person who did the autopsy actually said that it was seconds after the injury occurred that she began losing so much blood. So there was just no way of her surviving unless the shot was even like a millimeter higher or lower. She could have potentially survived, but due to Yolanda's unfortunate good aim or whatever, she ended up severing her artery, and Selena was shot and killed. And what's so tragic is she was shot in the heart. Like, Yolanda didn't only like break her heart as a friend, but she fucking broke her heart with a fucking gun.
I don't, even now, the more that I'm hearing about it, and I'm not sure how you guys feel about it, by the way, let us know. I'm still get upset how the age gap, I don't know, maybe it's like a thing with me, but for her to be so young and be best friends with this lady, like this woman, she was older, like way older. I would be concerned if my daughter, who was 21, 22, 23 when they first met, being friends with a grown-ass woman. Yeah. Like, why? Yeah. Unless you're family, but they're not family.
Yeah. Or coworkers, or,
you know?
Like, yes. Other way, like, of meeting.
Coworkers, exactly.
Yeah, because, yeah, like.
But, like.
Just meeting randomly. You
know, yeah. It's kind of weird. Just meeting randomly and being friends with someone who legit obsessed over you, that I don't know. I mean, reach their own, right? But I don't, that would totally be a red flag if someone was trying to be friends with my daughter for no reason, just because she was a fan. Famous.
Yeah, or whatever.
I don't know. Just, it kind of sets me off.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, Selena couldn't prevent any of this. She was a good person. She had a big heart, and she loved her fans. And obviously, she unfortunately trusted a fan that was crazy as fuck, sketchy as fuck. Like, and Yolanda had complete fault in this, and she did not accidentally shoot her. She intended to kill her. It was premeditated. Right.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, Selena was a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. Her reputation was always so sincere and humble, and everybody knew her as that type of person. And it's just crazy because I was talking to Irma about that. I honestly think she did it for attention. She was not planning on killing herself. She was not planning on surrendering like that without the spotlight being on her. She loved the camera being on her because it was always on Selena. And she wanted that. She wanted to be Selena. And she got it one way or another. And she definitely got the fucking fame that came with it, because now she's known as that fucking bitch, right?
Yeah.
But
she wanted the notoriety from it.
Yeah. And she finally, you know, quote unquote, got the fame that she wanted. And she envied Selena. And a little life lesson to everyone here, but definitely be careful who you hang out with or you surround yourself with, because some people just don't have the best intentions for you. Some people get like are envious, and you know, some people just want what you have because you know they never had it, or they feel like it's unreachable for them. But you know, not everyone's dreams and life are the same. And Yolanda just couldn't fucking distinguish that either. So she ended up taking a life that has so much potential. She was so beautiful. She had so much coming for her. She had so much life, so much future, just because Yolanda wasn't fucking satisfied with her own fucking life.
Yeah. Get your shit together. Like, don't take it off on the fucking icon, the queen.
Yes, yes.
The queen of Tejano music. Like,
yeah, dude.
This is a hard case for us. I don't know if you guys understand, but it's like so sad.
Us being frustrated, do want us to talk about certain things that followed up with this bitch Yolanda. So if you guys don't know, but she actually ended up going to prison, obviously.
Oh shit, for real?
She didn't die.
For real,
she didn't fucking die. Yeah. So she didn't kill herself. She didn't end up pulling the trigger on why I'm saying it was all for attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do want to mention this as well because I read the book that Chris Perez wrote.
Loved it.
Of his love for Selena. And oh my god, guys, I'm telling you guys, do not settle for less. Mm-mm. Do not settle
for less.
You guys
need to read it. It says like with love to Selena. Oh, to Selena with love. Sorry. And the book is just basically about their love story, mm-hmm. how they came about to loving each other. He does talk about her murder. But oh my god, girl, I read that book in like one sitting and I cried.
I read it too, and it's something that I actually read with my mom. So I have the English version and my mom has the Spanish version. I bought it for her so she can read it.
Oh my gosh,
yes. Some of you guys, you
your
know,
mom is a queen. I love her.
I'm telling you, she got me into Selena. And she was the one that kind of told me too about the book. But anyways, so Chris has a book dedicated to his late wife. And you guys can definitely get that, you know, in your nearest book place or Amazon or whatever. But in that book, he did describe certain moments, I'm sorry, with Selena. And in his book, he did recall leading up to the murder that Selena and Chris had plans for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So Selena had to go actually do something else other than meet up with Yolanda. So Selena told Chris her ideas and her plans of the day because she was supposed to have a concert following up. So she was getting everything ready. And Yolanda did ask Selena to meet up with her, but not to bring anyone, that she didn't want anyone to know, just between her and Selena type of thing. You know what I mean?
You guys hear that eye roll I did? So annoyed with Yolanda's bitch ass.
Right? Fucking bitch. So obviously Chris didn't want Selena to go by herself, but because of Selena and her plans, she was gonna do something afterwards, so she just decided to go in the morning, like right away in the morning. And Chris was actually in the bed sleeping, so she was like, you know what, I'm not gonna bother waking him up, I'm gonna just let him sleep, do his thing, whatever. And she kissed him.
I can't. I fucking love her. And yes, I love them. I love them.
She kissed him goodbye. Mm-hmm. And he remembered like hearing her say like, oh, you know, I'll be back, or like, I love you, and kissed him and walked out the door. But he was so sleepy, and he was so, you know, even though he heard her say that, he was still in his deep sleep. That makes sense.
Chills.
And oh dude, if I can't have the love that Chris gave to Selena, I don't freaking want it, dude. That is love. And he's still, oh my god, I don't even want to go into Chris's life because me da como cosa, you know?
Yeah, I get chills. Yeah.
Yeah, but the love that Chris had for Selena was like deep rooted. Like that was like twin flame shit. That was like soulmate shit. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find that again. Tuvo mal experiencia con todo, and he ended up just falling into depression, drugs, and just in a really bad state of mind. Just obviously his wife had just
his love of his life,
like murdered. Mm-hmm. So pobrecito, you know, but he was able to come out of it stronger than ever, and he has two kids. He is still active talking about Selena and making sure her memory lives on, and his love for her, it's never gonna, you know, disappear. It's still very strong to this day. And you can totally see, I feel like whenever I see Chris, I see Selena's like soul with him, you know?
Oh god, you're gonna make me cry. Like,
I just
love that.
Dude, you know what? I'm never gonna lose faith. I'm never gonna lose faith in love because Chris loves Selena so much.
Like every time you read that book, like it is so amazing. How much he loved her and how much Selena loved him. I don't know if you've seen the video of like her funeral and like just seeing how much pain he was in. Obviously, everyone that loved her, like her family and everything. Yeah. But like, I just can't imagine losing my partner, my life partner, and like losing someone I love so deeply. And then in such a tragic way.
I can't even, oh my God, it's such a heartbreaking story. And just hearing all of the plans they had, you know, that he mentioned in his book, that they got married in the certain situation that they did because of her dad. I have my own opinions about Abraham Catania. If you guys want to hear it, I don't like the man. And I wasn't really fond of the way that he handled, the father handled his daughter's passing and what he did afterwards in terms of her memory. And you know how, I'm not sure if you guys knew this either, but the movie Selena planned 2 weeks after the murder of Selena, like, and I still think that's kind of bizarre to me that the dad would just go ahead and start planning production or plans for a movie to come out. Like, you know, let fans grieve, let the husband grieve, let the mom you know, this is where all the conspiracy theories come into place, which I did want to talk about a few, because there's so much sus and sketchiness that has happened with this family. And you know, we're just outsiders. Obviously, we're not part of the family.
Yeah.
So we can't necessarily say what goes on with them. But for what we know and from what other people have encountered, seen interviews, is that her dad comes off as very greedy and very selfish. Mm-hmm. And but the way that he handled things were very just aggressive. And Chris was the husband. And when Selena ended up in the hospital because of her getting shot, Chris had the say of being, I feel like the dad just overstepped everything. And Chris would mention constantly that Selena was always under pressure and constantly under stress because her dad would constantly try to intervene in her personal life. He didn't want her going out with Chris. He didn't like her going out and having fun. He didn't like her enjoying her youth because priorities of the business, priorities of her being successful. And she was making it. She was making it big. She was getting a lot of popularity and there was so much potential. And I feel like her dad took advantage of that and kind of saw it as, oh, like if my daughter makes it, that means I'm going to get a lot of the credit and I'm gonna get to live the life that I've always wanted, because he was a failed artist in the past. Yeah. Like he was a failed musician and that he never made it. So
yeah, he was like living through her. Selena y los dinos.
Yeah, just putting the pressures on the pressure on Selena and his other children was super intense. But anyways, so the movie came out I think 2 years after her death. And a lot of conspiracies started coming up. A lot of people were talking like, okay, why was this so fast in production? Why was this done so quickly? And, you know, it's a little weird. And I saw Abraham Catania jumped the gun and started kind of planning everything like money-wise, you know? And Chris had pretty much the rights to Selena's estate and royalties. Abraham Catania ended up taking advantage of that, and Chris, for a moment of despair and just because he was heartbroken, he ended up signing his rights to Selena's properties and pretty much everything to the dad. So ultimately the dad has everything of Selena. He has the say whether like a TV show or series or anything like that is done of his daughter. And he's very controversial of suing people because of this. And even Chris was sued because of the book that he wrote for his late wife. Chris wanted to come out with his own adaptation of the love story that
I would have loved that shared.
Yeah, but Abraham didn't want that. Abraham did whatever he can in order for that not to happen. And so a lot of people were saying that what if Abraham Catania has something to do with the murder of his daughter because of such pressure and such being so quick on things. Yeah, just kind of thinking more about business and money than anything else. Abraham, I'm talking mad shit about you. Please don't sue us. Just my
not fact. This is personal opinion.
That was one of the things that people were very skeptical about the dad. Like, why did he move on so fast? Why did, you know, all of these things just come to play just like that? Like, maybe he just wanted her for the money. Maybe he thought that getting her to that place of murder would gain him even more money, because believe it or not, some people get more famous after death. And this situation where she came out with an interview in 2010 and 1998, and she claims that Selena wanted to kill herself because Selena didn't want to live or didn't want to continue her life without Yolanda in it.
This yeah. bitch and fucking Selena wishes.
Yeah, and then Selena killed herself. I was like, no, mom is
no, no, but yeah, she shot herself in the back. It makes sense, bitch.
Yeah.
No, get out of my face with that shit. Like, I hate that. Like, I know that you wanted to feel like Selena was like, no, I can't live without you, Yolanda. But bitch, you screwed her over. Selena was done with your bitch ass. Yes, she didn't want anything to do with you. She was happy with her husband. She was happy with her career. And she was starting a fashion career. Get out of my face with that.
That's what I'm... Ugh. Girl, yes. Ugh,
I'm so heated.
Yes, and she's all about herself. Yeah. She's all about the attention that she gains. That was like a motive. That was like, oh shit, like that actually happened. I don't know how her brain works.
She's but so obviously stupid. It's not working right. And like, it's fucked up because Selena's dead. She can't defend herself.
I know. And so the person who interviewed her, was actually a reporter for Univision. And she came out with her own book, by the way. She got sued because Abraham sues everyone. But she came out with a book.
Uh-huh.
And in the book, it was supposed to kind of reveal Selena's secrets. I'm not going to name the book, but if you guys want to look it up, you guys can surely do that yourselves. I'm just not going to advertise it or put it out there because it's full of shit. And I'm going to keep it and 100 this is, with you guys.
This is one lawsuit that I'm okay that Abraham had against someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would
back him up on that one.
I would definitely back him up on that one too. Yeah. But the reporter got sued. And in that book, she came out saying on allegations that Yolanda was having a romantic relationship with Selena, and that Selena was in love with her, and that Selena didn't want Yolanda to leave her again, and blah blah blah, right? She also claimed
that this bitch really wanted it.
I know, dude. And like, she also claimed the books what happened was an accident, like she didn't mean to, it was a moment of just, it was so fast that she didn't really even got a chance to understand what was going on, that Selena was overreacting, that Selena was this, Selena was that, right?
And she's such a victim. I can't.
To this day. Yeah. She did whatever she can to make herself look like the victim, which
she's
is
so stupid.
Insane.
She's not the victim.
You would assume to a certain point she would be like, yeah, I'm in fucking prison for a reason. But no, dude, she denied everything to this day. She still denies everything. She's if anything, so she blames it on Selena or her family or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And another thing that I did want to say is that gang members in Texas attempted to raise $500,000 for the bond set because Yolanda was set on that bond money, which is fucking a shitload at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's still a lot right now, but
send me the Venmo link. I'm just kidding.
Yes, dude. And then to set, so they wanted to get her out of the bond, you know, so they can go and kill Yolanda. So Yolanda,
Los
I don't know what's happen to you.
Through, because anything for Selena.
Are coming. Anything for Selena. I'm not encouraging anything. Yeah. Don't get it wrong. But
okay,
there were rumors of this happening. Yeah, this is alleged that things were getting set because people were pissed the fuck off and for good reasons, right? So she's yeah, pretty much Yolanda. Yes, Yolanda loved the attention. She liked the shit on her. And like I said, when all of that was to happen, the murder, before the murder, she did set up, Yolanda did set up Selena because she told her to come alone, to come and meet with her because it was an ending and she was trying to hand over the documents to Selena, but just the two of them because they had to talk it out, quote unquote, like adults, you know, just them too, because it was just a them situation. Fucking bullshit. She was having everything set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And then their records show that Yolanda was in there for 60 years and she was serving a life sentence for the murder mm-hmm. of Selena Quintanilla.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. And
yeah, fuck that bitch. A maximum security prison in Mountain View in Texas. However, catch this, guys, she's eligible for parole on March 30th of 2025, which is around the corner, so fuck that hoe.
I would, and if this bitch gets parole, I swear to God, I will Venmo those cholos, like, maybe cut that out, because I'm not trying to go to jail, but if this bitch gets out, I'm gonna lose my shit.
The media was constantly covering her, and when the murder happened, it just shifted to her murder. And yes, that was very unfortunate, and obviously we would love to have Selena here with us and enjoying her life, but unfortunately that's not what happened. But on a good side of things, that her music was introduced to a lot of new groups of fans. Before her unfortunate murder, her top selling album sold more than 500,000 copies. That's freaking crazy. And if she would have been here right now, she would have been so freaking happy to know that her albums sold more than 3 million, you know. But at the time she only experienced that 500,000 copies in sales. If you guys are here visiting LA or anywhere here in California, if you guys want to take the drive down to Hollywood, there is a really famous and well-known museum, and it's called the Museum of Death, and there they have a whole section of Selena and her murder, and you know you get to see some stuff that belonged to her and kind of see that in person. Is such a great idea. I don't recommend you guys doing that right now because of the situation that we're at, but in the future, when things get safer, we highly recommend that. And if you guys want to see us take a little tour there, we would definitely do that as well.
It's actually a really great museum. Very dark though, so I would suggest like have something fun planned after. I went with my boyfriend's sister and it was very interesting, but after walking through and seeing a lot of death, it kind of starts weighing on you. So after, like, we went to the Museum of Illusions and that kind of got us in a better mood, but I would definitely recommend that. They have so many stuff on like serial killers, and it's a very crazy dark museum. I feel like it's for a certain type of people, but I enjoyed it. But also there is a museum in Texas for Selena.
Yeah, guys, hopefully.
One day we'll meet again.
This is our 12th episode. Yes, 13th. We're going to meet again. Or if Selena's listening to our podcast, please look up over us and, you know, wish us the best of luck, Selena.
We're following your footsteps. We want to be as great as you. Thank you for listening.
Yes, and guys.
We'll leave you off with Karina and I singing Amor Prohibido. I'm just kidding.
Yes. Even though I feel like homegirl Selena gave us a lot of advice and I unfortunately looked straight past it.
She's like, bitch, don't sing.
I know. I'm like, Selena, don't judge me.
Yes, okay. I'm just trying.
All right. 1, 2. The ring.
Amor prohibido, murmura por las calles. Love you. Please don't unsubscribe after that.
Okay, bye.